Vice President Hubert Humphrey speaks out on the issues.
The choice is simply this. Shall we as a nation move forward towards one society of opportunity and justice? Or shall we move instead towards a fractured and separated society? Black against white, rich against poor, race against race, religion against religion, comfortable against left out. The decision that we make this year will, in fact, answer this question. As president, I would stop the bombing of the North as an acceptable risk for peace, because I believe it could lead to success in the negotiations and thereby shorten the war. This would be the best protection for our troops. In weighing that risk, and before taking action, I would place key importance on evidence, direct or indirect, by deed or word, of communist willingness to restore the demilitarized zone between North and South Vietnam. Now, if the government of North Vietnam were to show bad faith, I would reserve the right to resume the bombing.
They say Mr. Nixon is cool, confident, poised. Well, why shouldn't he be? He hasn't said anything. But let me tell you, before I get through with him, he'll have a blowtorch on his political tail like he's never had before. I do not intend to let Mr. Richard Milhouse Nixon, the Republican nominee that John Kennedy defeated, I do not intend to let the memorial of John Kennedy be the election of Richard Nixon, not on your life.
We've started in Project Head Start, an experiment that has worked, which this man believes is an experiment now that should be genuinely and universally applied. From preschool then to college, all the education that an individual is capable of absorbing, giving that individual full freedom of choice of the kind of an education that he or she desires or needs.
It's a strange thing that a man who stands for states' rights and whose ads say, send me your money for local government, is the very man who today says that if he's president, that he'll see that there's law and order out of Washington, which means what? A national police force? We don't need that in this country. Law and order belongs here.
I propose to do all I can in this campaign and as the president, if that is made my privilege, to assure a recommitment of this country to the principle and principle in practice of full parity in the marketplace, and full parity of opportunity for every son and daughter of every farm family in this land.
The next question, Mr. Vice President, what are your feelings in regard to the repeal of 14B of the Taft-Hartley Act?
Same as they've always been. I think it ought to be repealed.